Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Zayin Omud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off Simen Tov Ayin Vav and start Tov Ayin Zayin. So we learned yesterday at the beginning of Simen Tov Ayin Vav that in places where there was a minog not to eat roasted meat on the night of the Seder, so they don't eat it. But technically, there's nothing wrong with doing so. In places that didn't have that minog, you're allowed to. However, everybody agreed that you shouldn't roast a seh, either a goat or a sheep, a baby goat or a baby sheep, a lamb, in the way that it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, because that certainly would look like eating kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash. But in places where they had the minhag that other types of roasting was allowed, even of meat, they can do so. And I would say, dare say nowadays, the more commonly accepted custom is that people do have the minhag not to have any type of roasted meat on the night of Leil Pesach, Malkum Shenagu, so we have to follow that approach. Mechaber continues on the very top line of Pei Zayin Amud Beis. V'mhoya mechutach, if the meat was cut up, o shechos b'menu eivor, or was missing one limb, or o sheshalak bo eivor, you cooked one eivor, v'hu mechubar, even though it's still attached, harei zemutu b'mokum shenogo. Even in places that had the custom not to eat roasted meat on the night of Pesach, if it was done in some way that would clearly demonstrate that this couldn't be the Korban Pesach, by either having a piece missing, or cutting off a piece, or having it cooked in some way, so then, even in places where Malkum Shenagu not to eat Sli, they would be allowed to eat such meat on the night of Pesach. Sifkot and Dalit in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, Rotzalom, and Rechab is telling us over here, Shetzala oso kishumuchutuch, you roasted it while it was cut up. O afilu kishumuchubur, even if you roasted it while it was all intact, Elishenechtach mimenu ever echad, kodem atzliya. But before you did the roasting, you cut off one limb, but you roasted it all together, even though it was cut off, that all would be acceptable, even in a place where the custom was not to eat roast meat on the night of Leil Pesach, or the Seder of Pesach, because it looks too much like kachim. Dear Shifut number 4 brings down, even it's the only thing that it's missing, the chaser item is just the intestines, it's not very important, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, that clearly demonstrates it's not a Korban Pesach, and you'd be allowed to eat it in places where the Malkum was Shenagu Lechol. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Hey write, Rotsalom and the Chab is also telling us over here, V'achakar tzolu kulo kiechot, if you had cooked part of it, but then you roasted it all together, this isn't like the roasted Korban Pesach, therefore it is permissible in any event. Now the Ramah tells us, a person should make sure at the meal of the Leil Seder, on the night of the Seder, you don't eat too much and you don't drink too much. Why? Shelo yochal afikoman al achila gasa. Person has to be careful. While we have the mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach halasova, as we'll discuss in a moment, you have to eat it while you're somewhat full. Nevertheless, you shouldn't be so full that it's called achilas gasa, that you're just stuffed to the gills and you're eating it because it's a mitzvah. That's not called eating. And likewise, you shouldn't drink so much that you're going to fall asleep miyat and not finish off the rest of the Seder. This is brought down in the name of the Mariel. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Vav. What is achilas gasa? Dainu she'enu mis'ava klalecho. You have zero desire to eat anything. Then you're not doing the mitzvah properly. Because even though the afikoman reminds us of the Korban Pesach, it's the in place, so to say, of the Korban Pesach nowadays. And the Korban Pesach had to be eaten alasova. We'll see reasons for this in a moment. You have to be full. Then that's why the afikoman, which is connected to the Korban Pesach, we eat after the meal. We'll learn Mitzvah Hashem in the next Simon, which discusses the halachas of the afikoman. We'll get to the start of that mitzvah Hashem today. You still have to have a desire to want to eat it. And if you eat the afikoman, is this achilas gasa? That's certainly not optimal. However, if you're so stuffed that well, you're not even able to eat something, and you'll just force it down. You force yourself down. This is even a further satiated state than that you've already full and you don't want to eat anything else. And then if you force it down, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah in a muvchar, but you're still fulfilling the mitzvah. Here, you're so stuffed that you absolutely can't eat another bite. But because it's a mitzvah, you somehow force yourself to, in that situation, that's not called eating. This type of level of being so stuffed that you can't even tolerate one more bite, but you're only eating because of the mitzvah, that's not called achila, and you have to eat the Korban Pesach. Furthermore, Kosovo Poskim, Mishmur writes, the Poskim say, Ayachilas Apikomen lo Torah, certainly the eating of the Apikomen shouldn't be difficult for a person. Because you're supposed to enjoy eating the Apikomen, you're supposed to eat it b'teyavon, and that's an essential part of the mitzvah, and if you're so full from the meal, that's why the Ramah told us, be careful not to totally fill yourself up from the meal. Leave some space. Mishbur adds in Sivkot and Zayin, likewise don't drink too much, but tiny bit Tosefta, because brought down the Tosefta, Chayavod and Lasuk B'Hilchus Pesach, Kol Laila. You have to go learn the Hilchus Pesach the rest of the night. And therefore, if you're falling asleep right away because you drank so much, you won't be able to fulfill this din Dirabbanan. What exactly is this din over here to learn after the Seder? So, Dirshu foot number 5 brings us down over here. This Chiv is brought down to Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Pei Aleph. Ad Shetachtenu Shina, until sleep overtakes you. How much is that? You're supposed to learn all night until sleep overtakes you. So Nissen Karlitz Satzal brings down, Shuas Man Shabo Rashoy Lelechaz Lishon. This is talking about the time that a person normally go to sleep, stay up a little bit later until sleep overtakes you, so to say, that your head becomes heavy and you have to go to sleep. That's the shir. This is all the opinion of Rav Yashiv, who says, She'ein HaKavon Ad She'yirdo Mamash Al Shulchan. You shouldn't fall asleep in your sefer. But as soon as you get tired enough, then you should go say the parasha of Kriya Shema and Hamapil. There is a mitzvah to say those. You don't have to say the rest of the nusach of the Kriya Shema Lamita, but we do say Hamapil, and we do say all three parashas of Kriya Shema, or at least the first parasha of Kriya Shema, for those that only always say the first parasha of Kriya Shema. So at that point, that's what you should do. Go to sleep. Then he brings down, where do we get this idea that you have to be osek in Hilchos Pesach Kol HaLaila? He says, HaPesach Eino Nechel Ela Chatzos. We only eat the Kohen Pesach to Chatzos. That's why you have to have the Afikomen before Chatzos, as we'll learn. So why is this idea that you're supposed to learn all night? So he brings down, there's an additional mitzvah d'Rabbanan over here after the Seder, even after it's the Zman of the Chiv d'Araisa. Nevertheless, you should still try to learn additionally more. However, very important caveat, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, if a person, by staying up so late, is not going to be able to get in the morning to daven, is not going to be able to have a proper shachris, so vaday tzorach lelechaz lishon miyad, then go to sleep. If your Seder ends late, and then you stay up 3-4 hours, and then you have an hour's sleep, and you're going to either oversleep, and you miss shachris, or daven a horrible shachris, that's not the idea behind this din. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Afilu besar egel v'of, even types of meat that aren't good for the Korban Pesach, for example, an egel, which is a baby cow, a calf, so that's not good for Korban Pesach, only a baby sheep or a baby goat, v'of, and birds. No bird is good for the Korban Pesach, obviously. So kol dover shaton shchita, or anything that requires shchita. So if you have chayos, for example, venison. So also lechol tzli, the minug in the places where it is the minug not to eat tzli. So the Mechaber brings down in a place that the minug is not to eat tzli. B'malkum shenagu shelo lechol tzli. So don't have those types of meats as well, or even fowl. The Mishmur explains the Sivkot and Ches, what's the law, and the Mechaber is telling us over here, av she'ena pesach b'amin. There's nobody that's going to confuse that chicken with the korban pesach. B'malkum also lechol tzli, the minug in those places was don't eat any meats or fowl that are roasted. Why? Somebody's going to see you eating a piece of meat. They're not going to know necessarily that that's chicken even. They're not going to know what type of meat that is. And they're going to say, oh, he's having roasted meat. And he's going to say, well, I personally like lamb. I personally like goat meat. So he's going to say, well, you're having roasted meat. I'll have my roasted meat. And therefore, that's going to lead to a mistake. Sivkot and Tess, anything that requires shchita, lafuke, as opposed to what you are allowed to have roasted, would be dogim or beitzim. You could have fish that's roasted or eggs that are roasted. Even in the places where the minhag is not to eat roast, you can have fish or eggs that are roasted. Why? Nobody's going to make a mistake and say, well, that egg looks a lot like a steak, so therefore I can have steak if you can have roasted egg. Below Yitubem, nobody's going to make a mistake in that situation. He brings out from the Taz that even the egg that's on the kara, the egg on the Seder plate that we roast, so he says, you're allowed to eat that egg on the night of Pesach. We don't make any concerns that people are going to think that that's the Korban Chagiga. Dirshu foot number 6 brings down, Shemutu Litzlos is a Beitzah B'Lel Pesach. We already learned previously, therefore, if you forgot to roast the egg before Pesach, you could even roast it on the night of Pesach, of the night of the Seder, because you're going to eat it then, and you don't have a problem that you're cooking or roasting on Yontif, not for Yontif usage. As opposed to the Zroah, if you didn't remember to do that before Pesach, which you should do ideally, then if you do roast it, then you have to have it for lunch next day, because you can't have the zroa, the roasted shank bone, that night. But you must have it the next day if you roasted it on the night of Pesach. The Mishmur Sivkot Yud
adds further, Avu b'makom shenachol lechol tzali, in places where they did have the minhag that they would eat roasted meat at night, just not a roasted carbon pesach, so then these dinim don't apply. Mutar lechol afilu egel shetzali kolu yakechol. You could even eat an entire calf, even if it was roasted all at once, because the ein hapesach bo mimenu, and they didn't have this minhag not to eat roasted meat, and therefore, unless it looked, it could be a carbon pesach, an entirely roasted little baby lamb or a little baby goat, anything else would be acceptable because it couldn't be mistaken. The Ramah adds and he says, Hagah, Noagim Miktsas Makomos Lechol Besuda Beitzim. He brings down an interesting custom, the Ramah says, that in some places they take out eggs after the Korach is done, and they eat eggs. And this is Zecher LeAvelus. He gives the reason because it's to remind us of the Avelus. What Avelus are we talking about? So the Ramah adds, V'nir Liatam, Mishum Shalel Tishabov Nikba B'Lel Pesach, that the night of Tisha B'Av, the day of the week that Tisha B'Av will come out, is always the first night of the Seder of Pesach. And therefore, this reminds us of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. V'od Zecher L'Churban, and therefore this egg over here is also going to be a reminder, Zecher L'Churban. An egg is a round thing, and we always remind ourselves, we use Avelus, one of the things that we have as Sudas Avar is hard-boiled eggs, to remind us that they don't have an opening to them, and that a person doesn't ask questions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Zecher L'Churban, an egg, is something that is a reminder of the Churban. And therefore, he says, Shemakriven Korban Pesach, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, so this reminds us that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Aleph adds further, Vagro Kosav Otam, the Vilna Gaon brings down another interesting reason, and we'll see that some say it's not really a separate reason. In any event, Mibesha Beitzo Huzech LeChagiga, that the egg represents the Korban Chagiga, Ukemura Le'el B'Simon Tov Ayin Gimel Sifdal, as we've already learned, and therefore, Vakin Sorech Le'ochlo Gam Kain, and therefore, they would always eat the Korban Chagiga before they ate the Korban Pesach, so therefore, the minhag is to eat this egg over here representing the Korban Chagiga. Why don't we eat the Zroa as a reminder of the Korban Pesach? The fish also not Tzli. Again, because we pointed out that the minhag is not to eat Tzli, but that's only meats. And therefore, the Vilna says, so we use the Afikomen to remind us of the Korban Pesach, but we use the Beitza, the roasted egg, to remind us of Korban Chagiga. Those are the words of the Vilna Gaon. Olafiza and Mishmur adds, therefore, Nira the Hadir Lecho Gambalel Rishon Osa Beitzer Shalakara. He says, according to this, you should bedavka have the egg, the roasted egg that's on the kara. Ushar Beitzim Shochlim and the other eggs that are brought out, Homishum Shin is Barvev HaMinog. That's like the Minog got confused over here. That became part of the Minog to have an egg. Oh, I guess only one person could take the egg from the kara, so the Minog came to bring out other eggs so everybody else could do the same thing. But the Iker Mitzvah, according to this, is to eat the egg on the kara. Now, the issue foot number 7 brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein that sound the Igros Moshe that understanding this Vilna Gaon is as follows. The Ramah is not disagreeing with the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is not saying that the Ramah doesn't hold like this. The Ramah also holds that the egg is a Zechel Karma Chagiga. However, Yesh Lachu Shema Yomru Shehikdish Osam LeKarma Chagiga. People could say, oh, you will mock this egg as the Karma Chagiga, and therefore the Ramah says, Yesh Bachilosa O Tamishim Avelos. So he's saying, besides the time that the Vilna Gaon is giving us about Zechel LeChagiga, so we also say it's LaVelos, and this way it won't appear like it's really a eating of Karma Chagiga outside the Beis HaMikdash. Omnam HaGros Over Shein Chashash. The Vilna Gaon says nobody's concerned that you're going to mistakenly think that the egg is a Korban Chagiga, and therefore, Ein Tzorach B'Tam Shel Zecher L'Churban Kedei L'Hatir Zecher L'Osa. He says you don't need a reason of Avelus to eat this over here. And therefore, Mishum Kach Kosef Shetam Achilosu Zecher L'Chagiga. The real reason is Zecher L'Chagiga, and the Vilna Gaon says you should know that and not have to use this other reason of Avelus. And Rav Moshe adds, according to the Vilna Gaon over here, he says the bringing out of other eggs is actually not doesn't make any sense according to Vilna Gaon because they're not the Korban Chagiga. And therefore, Kivan Shalafi Tamo Shumishum Zechel Chagiga ain't Bo Mishum Avelus Klal. The Vilna Gaon says it's not because of Avelus, it's because of Zechel Korban Chagiga. And therefore, the other eggs, there's no purpose in eating them. The Chai Adam adds that the reason why we bedavka use a beya over here, according to the reason that it's avelus, kolma shebayi rachman ufarkina. We're asking Hashem, we're begging Hashem, we're beseeching Hashem to go and redeem us. And in other words, rotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'ga'alnu, that it should be Hakadosh Baruch Hu's will that He should free us. And Rav Moshe Feinstein adds over here, Shachayodim maskim adas agro, the Chayodim agrees to the opinion of Vilna Gaon that you have to eat this egg, but he holds, Shesov agro eno maskim klal letam shalzech levelus, v'alkin hutzuch levar tam acher, madu alochim davka beitza. And therefore, since it's not because the egg is round and it reminds of avelus, he has to give another reason why bedavka an egg was chosen as a zecha for the Korban Pesach, for the Korban Chagiga, and therefore, he says it's because beya is boi rachman. Another reason is brought down by the Prima Garden, why we have eggs. Zechel Avelu shel Avram Avinu, shenifter be'er Pesach. And another Avelus over here, that Avram Avinu died in Erev Pesach, so we remind ourselves of the Petira of Avram Avinu. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Yud Beis, where it says that the night of Tisha B'Av is always the night of the first night of the Seder. Pirush, Kimo Shechol Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, whatever day of the week the first day of the Seder is, Yel Olam Bosa Yom Tisha B'Av. That year, Tisha B'Av will always come out on that same day. Uchim Ruel El Simon Tov Chav Ches, we learned this at the very end of the fourth section of Mishnah Berurah, and the last Simon there, Tov Chav Ches, Ayin Sham, remind yourself over there, Dirsha Foot number 8 tells us that we said that there's a wonderful, beautiful mnemonic for the days of Pesach, where it's an Atbash backwards, so mnemonic of Gematria, so Aleph, the first day, stands for Tov, which is Tisha B'Av. And the mnemonic continues, Beis will be for Shin, Gimel will be for Aresh, etc. Ayin back there for the beautiful mnemonic. Mishnah Berurah continues, Sivkat Yud Gimel, he says, Umis Avlin Alzeh, and therefore, that we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that we can't bring the Korban Pesach, and therefore we are Avelus for that. The issue foot number 9 brings on the Kaf HaChaim, even though it is Zeich L'Chubin, we don't say Zeich L'Chubin, it's not right to say that, that's Darkei HaMori. We do, in fact, however, there is a minhag to say when you're eating the Suda Mavsekis on Tisha B'Av, Leil Tisha B'Av, right before your Tisha B'Av starts. So the Shulchan Aruch does bring down that this is Sudas Tisha B'Av, Zeicha L'Chorban. I'm not sure exactly how the Kaf HaChaim would reconcile that. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Lufi Tamzeh Shayach HaMinhag Gam B'Yom HaSheni. He brings down from the Chok Yaakov that therefore you should also eat the egg. On the second night, they say that for us, we say that the second night is Minhag HaVaseinu Yodenu, so it's like it's the first night, so you should do the same things on the second night as the first night. V'kein Hugam Kin L'Tam Agra HaNiskalel. Therefore, you should on the second night the new beitza that you roasted on the second night, because you ate the first one on the first night. That you should know. The eggs that you eat during the meal, that's only a zecher. And not like people think it's a mitzvah to have the egg. Don't eat so many eggs because you think I'm doing a mitzvah over here, and therefore you won't eat the afikomen with a proper approach as we discussed earlier in the shir. Everybody has to know themselves how much is going to fill you up and how much won't, and therefore eat properly. In the Sharet Zion Os Yud, he brings down over here, Ubefrat Lefitama Gro, according to Vilna Gaon, Hurak Lebeitza Achas, Shemuna Chalakara. So certainly, according to the Gro, you shouldn't eat so many eggs. Only that one egg on the Kara. The Ramah concludes this simon, and he says, Yesh Nogim Shalalecho Shun Tibu Balaila, other than Rak Shnei Tibulim Shosim Baseder. So he brings out from the Mabriel that people don't dip anything that night except the two dips, the Karpas into the salt water and the Moror into the Charoses. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Yudalad, Umasha Tovlin Gama Moror Shala Akricha B'Charoses. What about Umidu Korach? That's a third dipping. She says, that's not a third dipping. Ain't a Tibul Shlishi. Do Rak Mishum Safik Babad. That's the one Tibul that you're supposed to dip the Moror into the Charoses. We weren't sure if it was before, separately, or with the matzah, and therefore he brings down from the Taz that we do both, but that's not called an extra dipping. Dirshu, footnote number 10, brings down the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Kedeshe Nikar Sheshnei Tibulim Elu Hem L'Shem Mitzvah. And if you did other dippings, you wouldn't recognize that these dippings that you're doing are special, so therefore we don't dip anything else. That's why we brought down the whole discussion. Do you or do you not dip the matzah into salt? So some have the minhag to do that, and some have the minhag not to, based upon this, because you only do two dippings. With that, we conclude Simon Tov Ayin Vav, and let's start the beautiful Simon Tov Ayin Zayin, Dine Achilas Afikomen. It's a short Simon, but a very important one. This is the mitzvah of eating the afikomen. And the Mechaber starts and he says in Sif Aleph, Ula'acha gemar kol asuda, as we just learned, after you finished eating the meal, so you're al hasova, ochlim mi matzah shmura tachas amapa, kizayis kol echad. Everybody at the table has to go and eat another kizayis, that's the larger piece of the middle matzah that was broken off and kept under the table in a mappa, in some sort of a shomer way, we said, and now that's taken out, and everybody gets a kizayis, and everybody has to eat a kizayis. Zeche lepesach hanechal al sova. This is to remind us of the Korban Pesach that was eaten after the Korban Chagiga, after the meal, and it was eaten when you were full, albeit not so full as we just discussed, and therefore we eat the afikomen after the meal. The Mishnah Berurah says, ulechatchil in Sivkot Nalev, ulechatchil tov sheikach shnei zesim. Everybody should have two zesim over here, because echel zeche lepesach, one is for the Korban Pesach equivalent, vechel zeche lematzah nechalisimo, and one is to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah. There are those that say that this is the Yekim mitzvah. Now, Dirsha footnote number 1 brings down Ochel Shnei Zeis and Lafikomen. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you shouldn't eat them together because it's for two separate mitzvahs. One is for the mitzvah of matzah, one is for the mitzvah of Keneged the Korban Pesach. Others say no, you can eat them both together. Dirsha footnote number 2 brings down Vav Shein Dimyon Ben Matzah Lebotzer Pesach. The matzah has nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Kivin Shamatzi Michael Hayochid is Manazeh Sheis Mitzvah Daraisa Bechiloso. Matzah is the only thing that we have a mitzvah Daraisa to go and eat nowadays. Therefore, Chazal specifically set up Mishtabshim Bazeh Gam Kizechel Korban Pesach. That's why the matzah specifically is for Zechel for the Korban Pesach. And especially the Das HaSover, Shvuchol Kizayis Matzah Sha'ochlim B'layla Zeh Mekayim Matzah Mitzvah. So this is especially true for the Vilna Gaon. It says every Kizayis that you eat that night is a mitzvah. So therefore, Chazal specifically set it up. If we have to do a Zechel, you might as well do it with a way that you'll also get a mitzvah. Sivkot and Beis, the Af Noshim Chayavos was that women also have to do this. Sivkot and Gimel Ala Sova, and the Mishnah tells us, look in Siman Tavai and Vav Sifaf, what we learned earlier today about God, B'mashik Asavishal Mishnah Brura, and Dirshu footnote number 3 discusses in more detail the reasons why we do this. We'll get to that tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.